gas for neither part of the family to take from the shmarut. People play it to go to cherish the shmarut. They don't have to take back the shmarut. If still a shmarut, something happens to it, they don't have to pay the guy back because the Rebbe's mazik the shmarut. It's learned the shabi of Zayim. So the mazik the shmarut is potter. So Kabbal Chaymer, and Rebbe's the shmarut is potter. And that's how Tosfos presents the question. He pointed out to me, according to Rishonim, that is a good question. Whether that way he's asking God is really true. But we're going to look at Tosfos, that's a good equation. Tosfos, Hanukkah is, the mazik is potter than God is potter as well. Tosfos was forced to give that Hadokhi Teret. Said, no, I still would have thought, after my esteem and that sin, that the showers are now, we have to do that. I would think you have to be careful, Kamash, we want to make it done. So Tosfos introduced to us another possible Teret. Tosfos alluded to another possible Teret, the ruler out of the water. Tosfos said, maybe if you hold that he did the Garni, Chayav, maybe that would have been a good Teret. That Hocham Eskimi, that Chayav, because the Mazik is a star, based on the Garni, is also Chayav. Tosfos said, that's a terrible Teret. You know why it's a terrible Teret? Because the Garni is only with Nirabana. So don't use that as a Teret. That's what the Baal says. So we ended off the Shia on Thursday by saying that while those who shut him was a good Teret, maybe the Rambad, who holds the Din of the Garni, is Rambad, she didn't get a nice stuff. So it would be a good Teret for the Kashim. They didn't recognize that. The Havamina would be, it's not a Chayim for Malik, it's a Shai, it's not a Chayim for the Din Shtar. And I steal the Shtar and something happens, so I do have to give back the Shtar. So I would have thought, I have to pay Kefal also. Kamash won't exert the cost, so you don't pay Kefal for Shtar. So if it went to the Rambad, everything would be involved. So this is my point, yes, in Taisa and Rabad, which impacts in our Sugya, the Din of the Garni, Din of the Raisa, Din of the Garni, Din of the Rabbanon. So this is really a fundamental question which goes way, way, way beyond just a small tucked away place in Maruba. We have to just talk about for a moment before we get back to the place itself. This question, whether the Dinah Gamish is in their eyes, or the Dinah Gamish is only a field with the Rabbanon, so this is really something that all the Rishonim have to deal with in light of the following problem. The Gemara tells us in the Vedasra, the Sefer Perek, that Grama ben Ezekin taught us that if a person causes some indirect kind of damage to somebody, and again, the technical details of the Gemara, ladder against property, and a weasel climbs up the ladder, jumps over. I'm going to leave it out all the gory details of what's going on there, go to camp and find whatever animal you want up there. So, bottom line is they hit something around that which causes the damage to somebody. So, the Gemara says, Grump and Ezekiel is also, but it's possible. I'm not allowed to do it, I'm not allowed to look at people without a situation with Grump. But if I cause damage to somebody, there's Grump, it's all possible. So, come over to be shown and say, wait a second. How can on the one hand we say, Don't did it to God, we pass the Grammy Mayor, the Din of the Grammy is Chayo, and yet on the other hand turn around and say, Grammy is Ezekiel's Potter. Isn't Grammy and Grammy the same thing? What's an Aleph, what's a Yud, what's the difference? It's the same thing. This is indirect and that's indirect. I burn your star, it causes you a Hefsin Pomer. That's indirect. I put up a ladder and a weasel jumps over and ruins your property. That's not all of the indirect. So what's the difference in Halacha between Din of the Grammy that's Chayo and Din of the Grammy that's Grammy and Ezekiel? Which is Potter. So comes Tosfos and says the answer to this question is very simple. What's Tosfos' solution to this whole problem? Very unlongish, very, very bombastic. What's Tosfos' solution? There's absolutely no difference between Din of the Garmi and Grama. They're all the same. They're all examples of indirect damage. So how come Din of the Garmi is higher than Grama's Potter? Says Tosfos, all of Din of the Garmi is only a knas. It's a penalty that Chazal instituted. Hecha the Kansu Kansu, Hecha the Lo Kansu Lo Kansu. Chazal sized up the situation and try to look at it as follows. If it looks like a realistic kind of thing that most people are doing, we're afraid it's going to be a mishnah, people are going to be burning, people star us, it's a hadith of shchiyah, so we're going to make the knas. In a mishnah, it's like a crazy case where the weasels jumping up ladders, not so common, nothing really to worry about, that's not the way people are going to cause aggravation to their friends, so we're not going to make the knas. Chazal, it's a case by case, it says, it's a hezek motzui, we're going to make the gezeira to Rabbanu, but it's not a hezek motzui, we're not going to make the gezeira to Rabbanu. The point is, is there any lumdish fundamental difference between the Din of the Garmi and Grama? The answer is absolutely not. This is the Rabbanu, that's possible. The whole thing is the Rabbanu. The Raisa, it's all the same thing. The Raisa are both possible. This is Taisa's Mahala for the entire season. Of course, the Rabbanu couldn't believe this would be true for him. Case by case, right. Comes the Ramban and obviously couldn't give such a terror. The Ramban went and ironclad that the Nishan, he's the Garmi, he's Chayav the Arai, so he's got a lot of work to do. He's got to define for us the top of what is being the Garmi and what is Grum the Dikapotter. Going to the Ramban, this is the Arai, so that's the Arai. What kind of story is that? That this is Chayav, this is Potter, what's going on? So the Rishan tried very, very hard, going to the Ramban, to give you guidelines. Going to the Ramban, you don't need very long to shoot out. Going to the Ramban, he's very, very exact category of guidelines. What is Dina Nagami and what is Grum? So what are those guidelines? The Titans of Abbas themselves wrote the three possible scenarios. Before Titans realized that Dina Nagami is only with the Rabbanon and you don't need any lumbas, they give us a little lumbas also. So comes Titans and says, well, if you take a look at every case of Dina Nagami in contrast to every case of Rabba, there are a couple of fundamental distinctions, and those fundamental distinctions may explain why one is Chayat Deraisa and one is Pratim Deraisa. So first Titans throws out the possibility that maybe Dina Nagami, the hezek is done by the person himself. Like the case of the star of the star. I, the Adayim, did the hezek. Now it's true, you have to come on to Dina Nagami in order to be chayav for this hezek. If you deny Dina Nagami, it's not a plotter. But at least such I was the mazik. I, human involvement, I did the hezek. Case of the grumma, so the ultimate nezek, final force, the makhlet patish of the nezek, is not the other than the mazik. In the case of the ladder, I put up the ladder against the wall, and then eventually the squirrel climbs up and jumps in and causes that. The final point of damage was not done by the other Namazic. Perhaps that's called Grumma. That's one possible distinction. That would be a distinction on the level of the Raisa, according to Shalomish Ramban. Then Taisa says, Aidish Ramban. Maybe it's not so much a function of who did the final act of Nezek, but the time delay, the lack thereof, between the Maisa Adam and the Nezek taking place. In the case of Stor, it's a star. So the nezek happens to me up. I take a match, I light up the star burns in a minute. So that's called Dina Nagami. When I set up the ball in motion, I do something, which causes something else, which causes something else, which causes something else, and eventually the nezek happens, so maybe that's what's called drama. So these are again, Texas looking, trying to find some kind of razzle-dazzle, on the shechilah. Why is it that Dina Nagami is chayav and drama is mother? So according to Shechilah Texas itself, you don't have to look for any reasons. There's no chiluk between the two. There's no conceptual chiluk between the two. One is the Rabban and the other lo tikkun for the Mashmir. But according to the Ikbet Aramban, that Dina Nagami is Deraisa, you have to figure out some kind of a smar Deraisa, what Dina Nagami and what falls short of being Dina Nagami. But falls short either because it's not the other who closes the mouth and that's in the end, but falls short because there's a time delay in the Nezek. Come to Rashi and Babasya. I don't notice in Rashi and Babasya. The man was right? It's the Gemara, no? Gemara means the Rashi. So, what does Rashi say about Babasya, about the visiting from in Yemen? Anyone notice?
That sounds like the
Harrow.
Is it
down there? It's in there, it's in that sling on the base. Oh, what does Rashi say?
Yeah.
Rashi says that if you hold Grama Venezikar is Potter, then you hold Dina Nagami is also Potter. What's the Kyle of that? If you hold Dina Nagami is Chayav, then what else do you hold is Chayav? Grama is also Chayav. Rashi is from the first one. Rashi said that, like Taisus, that there's no Chibok Yisodi between Grama and Gami. But we were Taisus, even though they said that there's no Chibok Yisodi between Grama and Gami. One mice, there's a difference. In one case, the chamu and the sakin, in another case, chamu and the sakin. Rashi seems to say, not only is there no chiluk yisodi, there's no chiluk hilchati either. There's no chiluk for mice either. There's no chiluk for chlal. The halacha and mice is the same. I, the Gemara says, grob in a zikin potter. Yeah, that goes. We'll leave it to the yom, but that lo ben in a zikin the gani. We, who pass in a kermeya, don't give it the gani. We hold grob in a zikin is also chayim. There are four different halacha, they know they're sharing this. What is the difference, the lack thereof, between the Nagami and Grama? According to Tosfos, the Karol, there's no difference. They're both potter with their Aisa, but they were the second one and not the other, because one's Shia, one's not. That's one extreme, that's Taisa Shita. The other, total other extreme is Rashi, is that, yeah, there's absolutely no distinction between the two, and they're either both Chai or they're both potter. Then you have the middle ground, and two other days of Tosfos, you're probably, basically, correspondent to Saraban. No, there is a difference, and the difference is much more realistic, much more fundamental. There's a difference of the love of their eyes, and the Rabbi is their eyes, the Grama is possibly their eyes, the Grama is their eyes, also, what's the Chilam? It's a function of other Mazik versus some other form of Mazik, or it's a function of Miyam versus the Achid. So yeah, this is all just a Shirai on Thursday, just in terms of getting down back the issues of Grama and Garmi, just understand the significance of the background. Now we get to what we really wanted to speak about. Rav Moshe, there's an obvious diuk in our Tosfos. So far, all we've been doing is the third issue. All we've been doing is reading Tosfos. Tosfos
says, pose the problem. Why do you need a pasuk to remind case of the shtar? Also, even if you burn the shtar, itself to be butter. And so she says, and don't tell me a story, Dina the Gami Chaya, because that's bad parents, but Dina the Gami Chaya is not. What's the clarification of the sentence? That Lu Yitzhiya Dina the Gami would be there at. Lu Yitzhiya for a second that the Ramban is right. That Dina the Gami is Chaya. Can't be right. He's wrong. Absolutely wrong. But if he would be right, but that would be a fantastic character. That's clear as day. Places don't want to say that. Because Fila Manda Dari Dini Ela Amin Mitzvah Bonan, but Lu Yitzuyu would disagree with Tosfos. Lu Yitzuyu would see like Ida Amin Mitzvah Bonan, that Dini the Gami is an Aisa. Tosfos would have no qualms whatsoever in using Dini the Gami, being the Aisa, to explain away out of the mind. I would have thought that when I steal the Shtar, and something happens to the Shtar, I have to pay for it based on Dini the Gami. So I would have to pay Kefel, so I'm not going to clerk with Kefel that I'm part of the church. That's how the Gemara would have read. That's how the Drasha would have read. That's how the Gemara would have read. We used to do the Gemara. That's probably how the Ramban that would have read. We have to take a very, very big giant step back to see, is that a valid reading of this command? Is that a valid reading of this drasha? Could Dina the Gami really be the secret behind this drasha? Could we really be relying on Dina the Gami being their idea to explain away what we have to be my education? So let's backtrack. We have to familiarize ourselves with another sugya that appears, actually a few sugyas that appear throughout the Bama. And after we familiarize ourselves with a couple of different sugyas, see if we can now go back to the study of this. Something about a little later on in Maruba, it talks about some technical details about the chiv of Dal and Behe. We haven't been doing Dal and Behe much yet, but hopefully we'll get to during the course of the year. So the loch is, if I steal from an animal, a chef that's your affair, a chef that's selling, I have to pay my cable, I have to pay Dal. Comes to Gemara in Rubin called to Brian, and it says, quote, she does Rabbi Meir. The Meir says, Hagoinev, Shah Shah Chameirai, Shah Mitzko Shah Chameirai. When I go ahead and I shech an animal, it's a Shah Mitzko. Why is it a Shah Mitzko? If you choke somebody and call it a Mitzko, it's going to be put to death by the Beis Din. I go ahead and I steal it, and I shech it. What does Rabbi Meir say? I'm Chayim Dal Behem. Only your animal, a shechter, the fact that it's a shrubisco, Lamala Lamirid, the Gemara with the Bryce, and Rabbi Meir says, Yechai, to pay the Alzheimer. Some of the Gemara says, what? That is ridiculous. Absurd. No one says it's a thing. Why is that impossible position to say that I'm Chayim? What does the Gemara say? Why is that impossible? What's the Gemara say? What? It's not his. What? The Gemara
says, it's not his.
It doesn't belong to him. It's not the Bible. You only have to pay the Alzheimer. You steal something that belongs to somebody. Something that doesn't belong to anybody, so not chayav to pay the halacha. Nice shechted an animal that was already nigmar dinai to be a shor hanisko. So it's yisur hanah. Shor hanisko becomes also hanah for the moment of gemar din. And therefore, when I shechted it, lav devari ketavach, I'm not shechting something that belongs to him. Just parenthetically, why isn't it his? Just because it's also b'hanah, so that's not his. No, who would be in the zahar? Who does this gemara sound like? Who was with us last year? Like he's arriving in the Ritz Bono Center someplace. Sure, not yours. Is that true? Wow, that's something. So for that, hopefully we'll get to that soon. A few weeks, a few months down the line. But the Gemara says it's a problem. You can't understand where a man can shoot. No one in the world can say that a grain of shahadisto, the top of Chumacha, is going to be chayim. So comes the Gemara and says, what did Rabbi Meir really mean to say? The Gemara gives you a zah, he said, it's a wild akinta. Is what Rabbi Meir really, really meant to say? Not that I stole the shahadisto from the true owner of the shahar. But somebody had given an animal to watch. We have a black one. Yeah. Reuven and Shimon and Levi. So Reuven owns the shore and he gives it to Shimon to watch. And what happens? Shimon doesn't do such a great job watching it. The shore goes and kills somebody. Levi catches the shore. The good Medino and it's still sitting by the shomer, it's still sitting in base shiva. And then what happens? Levi goes ahead and steals the shor, and to boot, he goes in and he shefts it. He comes to the man and says, "B'chiyai gav me'yichai k'tei da'udah." That's what Rebbe Meir meant. So if I steal a shor, this goes from the rightful owner, that I'm not chayav k'tei da'udah. If I steal from the shomer, that I am chayav k'tei da'udah. Why? What? Who? What? Where? What? Why should that be true? So comes to the man and says, like, comes to the man and says, "What happens to be a machlekes atanoim between Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbanon, not the following shadow. Let me do a dalvek. Let's do a hook shor. I own a shor. I give you a shor to watch. And then the shor goes and kills somebody and gets caught by Beis Din, and now it's chayav skila. And before Beis Din takes it out to the nisko, what does the shomer do? Says to Shlach Beis Din, wait 1 second, please. Come, tell the basket, please come. Took up the shor. He hands it over to the basket. Then the Beis Din goes and takes the shor away from the basket. And the shomer chayav across. Normally that walk is the shomer has to return the object. If I borrow a car, you gotta return the car. If I borrow a shor, watching a shor, you gotta return the shor. If I don't return it, I have to pay you. So here, is this called that I returned it or not? If zero vial of muxer ain't a muxer, I return, I as a shomer, return to you gave me an app that was perfectly okay, and now I'm returning to an app that says off the bottom, no, that's only me talking now. Is that all I have to know? I'm trying to set the norm. Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbanon. Machlokes is tucked away in the fourth paragraph of the Kama. Again, we're not learning the fourth paragraph right now. Bump the Shema Machlokes is about a lot of different things, but not for that. Machlokes is that one. If you were Mux or Eid of Mux. That's issue number one. Second issue that comes up. Machlokes is that one between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon with the following Shema. If I steal an object from you, of course, it belongs to you and it's paid Kato. What if I steal something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash? They're a chiyuv kefal. So you're a mafkish an apple. So I go ahead and I steal that apple from you. And I chayav to pay you kefal for that. So you will end up a posuk. Like the posuk. What does the posuk say? Shalom shmeh or eyu. Eyu go a hektish. So there's no chiyuv kefal for something that's hektish. Comes to Bishimon and says, not so fit. Comes to Bishimon and says, a briskevar, there are two kinds of hektish. Sometimes I can be mafkish something for the Beis HaMikdash, that I'm chayav and a chayav, that if something happens to this object, I have to make do for the Beis HaMikdash. Sometimes I have to be mafkish something for the Beis HaMikdash, and I don't have to make do on it. If something happens, the Beis HaMikdash is lost. What's the difference between the two? It's a very simple Mishnah Kinyan tells us that when I take a man there, the person says, Hare Allah, I'm taking a personal man, by the Gavra, I'm accepting about myself to bring a korban. And then I go ahead and I say, Hare Alai Korban, this animal is good, this is good animal to use for that nadar. And something happens to that animal, what's it in? Do I have to bring another animal? Absolutely. Hare Alai Korban. Once I accept upon myself as a gavra to be mechuyav to bring a korban, then on Chayav Echrayi, something subsequently happens to this animal in a mafkish, I have to make it up to the Beis HaMikdash. But if I say Hare Zo, Zo, depending on whether you speak from that prophecy or not, so if you, I was hoping to say Tabazu as well. Somebody went to shepherd. What should I say? What should I say? But the average man, no matter what you say, but try to say that. So, the person says, Harizel, Shmomim. So then, what's the halacha? The halacha is, in a chayv achrayim. What happens subsequently to this animal, so then you're not chayv in achrayim, because I was mafkish this animal. So, yeah, to the animal. Not my fault. Not my problem. I'm not chayv in achrayim. So you can have a situation where I have an animal hektish sitting around in my backyard, but sometimes I have a chiyav achrayim. So something happens to the animal, it's my problem. But sometimes there's no chiyav achrayim. That's agreed upon by everyone. That's the Mishnah Kiddush Mishnah Megillah. That's Pasha Rashi Chumash. The difference is already do. The kind of is already alive. Comes to Bishimon with the Gevaldik Chiddush. Comes to Bishimon and says, if I steal an animal that's a bialim, the machdish has no achrayim. So who does that animal belong to? Belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Pariah belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash takes the loss if something happens to it. So that's the Gzeres HaKos of Yishalim Shnayim and Re'eyu below the Hektish. Well, if I steal an animal that the person was Maktish following a statement of Harei Alai, and he's chayvin or chrayis in this animal, then you can't just say that, well, I stole from the Beis HaMikdash. Because who else did I steal from? I stole from the owner also. Because Pariah I stole from the owner. Takes the loss. It's going to cost him. At the end of the day, it's going to cost him financially. So comes Rabbi Shimon with the following formulation. Rabbi Shimon holds
that even though the ikaron, I don't own this object, this animal really belongs, the legal title for this animal belongs to the Mitzvah, Mammon Hefkesh, doesn't matter. Gerim in the Mammon to me, to that Mechir Bechrai, if something happens to it, the other Gerim in the Mammon to Mammon Dabis. I'm a shtick by them in this animal also. The Rabbanan say Mahoyot Vermeer, the Rabbanan say they didn't know this at all, the Rabbanan say it's Tektish and Tektish, one owner for animal for customer, it belongs to the Beit HaMikdash, it's not yours. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, even though the Ikarona belongs to the Beit HaMikdash, but the Dover, Gerim, the Moment, Kim Moment, Dama, you are considered to be a Bialman as well. The Moment has yet also, these are the other Dini answers. I have to be in the Kim Shimon, there are other Kira, for the Dover, Gerim, the Moment, Kim Moment, Dama, Ena, the Mishnah is, the Kul Veruba, Kapsa Nakamina, for a Chiyah Kefal. The din is, you only pay kefal when you see a mammon of island, and you shout and shammer, hey, who's going to be making ish, what is it, hekish? You only pay kefal on mammon of island. But steal an animal that was hooked, as I did, haray, go, kule amal, et ligi, amal, chai, and jesus. Not much to make kefal on mammon of island. But if I stole an animal that was hooked, as I did, haray, alai, we have two different things about the Kabbalah we just discussed, which is the first learning have nothing to do with each other. One is Machlekes from Yaakov and the Rabbanan about can zero bile of Muktzar in a Muktzar, zero shuttle of bile of Muktzar in a Muktzar. The case of the Shuttle of Israel, can I return it and not return it? According to Yaakov, I can. According to the Rabbanan, I can. Now you have a different Machlekes from Shimon and the Rabbanan. This Dover Gram, the moment to moment, Amina. What in the world are these two things that have to do with each other? Absolutely nothing. Except for the fact that the Gemara converges both of these sugyas into now the machlekes of Rimei and the Rabbanan about a good of a Sashon. We should have taken a case, a crazy case. The Reuven gives an animal to Shimon to watch, the animal gores, David catches it, the pot get up to Shon Nisko. It's still sitting in Shimon's Rishon, it's sitting in Shimon's house now. The lady comes along and steals it and shechts it. Does Lady Chayef case or not? So how many different possibilities, who could Levi possibly be Chayef Kefal to? Who could possibly be the recipient of this table of Dal Behezer and Hasep Kefal? Who could Levi possibly be the Dal Behezer? Think about it for a minute. One possibility is?
The owner.
The Reuven, the original owner. Is that valid? Is that a Chayef Kefal? Chayef Dal Behezer? Would anybody say that's Chayef Dal Behezer? What did the Gemara say? What was the magic words? Lav Demorei. Doesn't belong to Reuven anymore. Everybody knows Gona Simba No enough don't belong to you. You never heard the right then? Okay? Bristol's got a lot of work to do this one, right, Toby? So the Gemara says, Lav the Mara Ketava. Doesn't belong to you. So Reuven is not the recipient of any validation. No question about that. Who else is a possible recipient of validation? Shimon. Well, by golly, does Shimon own it or not? Shimon owned it. Not in Shimon's name. What does Shimon have on this animal? The loss of this animal is going to cost Shimon what? It's going to cost him what?
Money.
What's it going to cost him? But if the animal was still around, he could have just passed the animal back to Reuven and called it a day. Another Rashi called for now. According to who? According to Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov, like Rabbi Yaakov, that only the Shah Nisko, Rashi called for now. So it turns out that Shimon the Shimer, has a vested interest in this animal getting attacked. This animal, according to Rabbi Yaakov, is the halachic equivalent of what kind of a carbon? Of a harei alai. The same way that a harei alai is a chiyav achrayah, that Zavai Gerim Lomim Kimam Adami, whenever the loss of the animal would cost me $1,000, so I'm considered to have a shame bialus on this animal. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, Zavai Gerim Lomim Adami. So although Rabbi Shimon was only originally speaking about the case of Hashish, we can plug in the principle, the underlying yisoid of Rabbi Shimon into the relationship between a shaman and a market as well. So according to those who say, according to Yaakov, who says, suppose now that the animal was the base of shomer, he could have said Hareisha Cholafanecha. Now Levi went ahead and stole it and shefted it, but now Shimon doesn't have a leg to stand on. What does Shimon have to do? The Reuven got to pay back cash. Shimon was chayv in achrayus. Going to listen to the phrase, Shimon was chayv in achrayus in this animal. Chiv achrayus shaboy shafs a din moment, creates a din moment. And that's called re'eil. That's called the Reuven beis reish. Guess what, Avi? Reuven's not getting a penny out of this animal. Shimon's getting the halva hay out of this animal. if you combine which two shittas together, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon. If you deny Rabbi Yaakov, that even the state of being, you can't say Aresha Chorofanacha. So then, from the name and the Tzvicha Mechirah, the Ma'avon Lari, the Shomer was how to return the money to the Ma'avon, no matter what happened. So obviously, the Gonev and the Tzvicha Mechirah wasn't Ma'avon to Shomer he was there. But only if you accept Rabbi Yaakov, that Omalo Aresha Chorofanacha, combined with Rabbi Shimon, the Dabra Gan, the Ma'avon Kamamadami, you can begin to understand why there's a chiyuv to pay tal behei b'chi hegam. So comes the Gemara and says, aha, we have this cryptic statement of Rabbi Meir tucked away in the middle of Perek Baruba, that says that ha'goyin efshar ha'nisgol chayim and b'tavchoy chayim tal behei. The Gemara says, nobody can explain that kipshuto. There's no way that can mean what it sounds like. It must mean this crazy mishnah of the day, because it's a shame that it's an option alive on the yoke. How can Rabbi Meir come off to say, make such a statement that chayev to pay dal behei? It's only if you combine together two shittas. You combine Rabbi Yaakov together with Rabbi Shimon, put two of them together, then you equal Rabbi Meir. That's the equation. If we do a mathematical equation, it's Rabbi Yaakov plus Rabbi Shimon equals Rabbi Meir. Two American names, isn't it? So if you combine together Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon, then you equal Rabbi Meir. He wanted to come to Shimon. So, I've kind of been one. It's a very seemingly innocent Gemara. No big deal, as long as you just understand a little bit of Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir. Hopefully, it makes perfect sense. Comes Tysus to the Bon Kasha. What's Tysus Kasha? Who saw the Tysus later on in Ruben? Wasn't the Bon comes? No? Someone's there, don't we?
Who was there?
Tysus Bakam, where is it?
Why don't we just see? Why don't we just say
the Comes Tyson says, if you read the Gemara stylistically, the way it does read, the Gemara is searching to explain away Rabbi Meir, the example of this crazy wild Akita. And I was trying to defend this Akita. And also, I didn't get what we discovered, that Rabbi Meir must hold like Rabbi Shimon. If he doesn't like Rabbi Shimon, then we're up the creek. So while we're holding it, we're diving to face the hill, then Rabbi Meir stops like Rabbi Shimon. If he doesn't like Rabbi Shimon, then the whole Akita doesn't get over. Sometimes he says, look at the market. Does Rabbi Meir hold the Rabbi Shimon? A father, Rabbi Meir hold the Rabbi Shimon. How do I know Rabbi Meir hold the Rabbi Shimon? What does Rabbi Meir hold? Who is Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is the one who is what? Dying. He's the Garmi. He must have described it. Rabbi Meir holds the Slurish and Rabbi Shimon Meir Chayav. If I burn your star, I'm Chayav, I'll be in the Garmi. Kalvachoymer, if you don't agree with Mom and Kim, Mom and Dami. Whoa, why the Kalvachoymer over there? But Tosis the same tells me to make up this Kalvachoymer. Tosis has a good mind. Gemara later on in the book of Kam, and I know you know Kam, the Gemara sets up a hierarchy of shittas. So you have these different shittas in Tanoim, going around different terms that sound very similar. You have Dover Gram with Mom and you have Dina Bikarni. What's the difference between the two? Now, Tim Shorish, Tim Rishman. We have the Garmi and Dabra Gram Mamun. What's the difference in Soresh Areisa Shachaveroi and Dabra Gram Mamun? So comes the Gemara and says, I'll tell you what the difference is. Soresh Areisa Shachaveroi. So there's no book Mamun here. There's no Mitra Mamun. The Shtar is not worth it. The Shtar is worth half a penny. The Shtar is not worth $1,000. There's no Mitra Mamun. The whole thing is in the book. The whole thing is up in the air. That's via the Garmi. You can't put your finger on any Dabra Gram Mamun. This animal used to be worth a lot, right? This animal used to be $1,000. Now, never something happened with it. It killed somebody. This was a lot of problems, okay, complication. But right now, it happens not to be worth it. Well, it's the case of the hektish. So, this animal is worth a lot of money. It's worth a lot of money. It's worth money. Because right now, the violent killed it. It's not there. It's for a emotional hektish. So there's a fundamental difference between Dindagarmi and Dabragarmi. Dindagarmi, there's no moment here to speak of. There never was moment. This paper was never worth one and a penny. That's Dindagarmi. Dindagarmi means that I'm quoting you a representative value to have it, but there's nothing to put our fingers on that's worth any real money here, that was ever worth any real money here. That's Dindagarmi. What's Dabragarmi moment? Dabragarmi moment is the current moment. Which is right now, a set of circumstances that happened that has prevented it from being worth what it really should be worth. What are the circumstances that it was declared to be hektish to the Beis HaMikdash? for to kill somebody, they just hopped it up to the ground. So it's a very, very different from the Gemara. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, which is more realistic to believe in fire? Which is more chomer? Is a guy be a devil guy in the moment?
It's presented, it's obvious.
Which is more mono, which is less mono? Obviously, which is more mono? Devil guy in the moment is really bad. Obviously, devil guy in the moment is more mono. Devil guy in the moment was mono. It basically is in current moment. It's physically mono, it's just some technical halakhic course that happened that's not worth anything right now. See, the guy was never worth anything. So the hierarchy of things, Dover Gun the moment is more chayev than Dina Dika. So based on that Gemara, places with the cash, places says, what's the Madrainus a couple saying, Rabbi Meir stuff like Rabbi Shimon, it happens to be the good luck there that Rabbi Meir holds Rabbi Shimon. You need the good luck that Rabbi Meir happens to hold Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir holds Rabbi Meir. And the fact that Rabbi Meir held that Dina Dika is chayev, Kal Bechaim, the Benesha, Kal Bechaim, Kol Shekani held Dover Gun the moment is chayev. Dover Gun the moment is chayev. So look, that's the case. If I'm going to show this, go. So why did you have to say, Rabbi Meir is something like Rabbi Shimon, something like Rabbi Yaakov, all the Gemara says that Rabbi Meir is something like who? Something like Rabbi Yaakov, as long as you can ascertain that you're holding Rabbi Yaakov, that it is the type of Gemara with Mama, but something like who? What should the Gemara say? Rabbi Meir is something like Rabbi Yaakov, but something like to Rabbi Meir. The Gemara should have said, he held like Rabbi Yaakov. Well, you don't need Rabbi Shimon, who needs Rabbi Shimon here? You have Meir and Rabbi Yaakov, that's all you need. That's the Tosis Kasha. That takes three steps, three attempts to solve this dilemma. Why did the Gemara run to Rabbi Shimon and the Gemara Zuas Ramea Gufa? Zuas Ramea Lishitosa. So comes Tosis and says, you know, there's two different dinim. There's a din of Dover Gan the Mamma, there's a din of Dina the Gane. We said they're very different from one another. One's in Karamam, one's not in Karamam. I thought I was supposed to go to Shea Stadium for the New York that's Jewish Day or something. That was good. And I was going to Jewish. So, we can make the hierarchy between Dover Gun the moment and Dina the Garmi. Now we said it was obvious that Dina the Garmi is less on the total pole than Dover Gun the moment. That's true. Who said that? Who told us that's true? That one's more chomer than the other, and out of the two, Dover Gun the moment is more chomer. Who's responsible for that statement? Who can we blame for that statement? No one's in my room. Gemara made that statement. Where's the debate? She made the link. Gemara makes the hierarchy. The Gemara says one is more chomer, and the Gemara excludes the Gemara from saying it. The Gemara says the reason is one is in karma, one is not in karma. Some says and says, yeah, that's true. The Gemara said that, but that's true. The Sefer here. You can disagree with the Gemara. Says Tosfos, the Oitish Lema, one could say that this Gani and Dover Gun the moment are different from one another, and guess what? You know, the Gani is more chomer than Dover Gun the moment. It's more of a reason to say one is higher than the other. Tosfos, the Gemara never meant to say that it has to be that Dafka one is more chomer than the other, and not the other way around. The Gemara is just trying to set up for us differences, comparisons, and contrasts between the Gani and me and Dover Gun the moment. The Gemara threw out a line and said that, well, guess what? They're not the same because one is Ikar Mama, one's not Ikar Mama. So just because you have one doesn't mean you have the other. Says Tosfos. You say forget also Inami. It could have been just as easily another line. The Gemara in Kafti really was, but Inami forkir. Purpose of the Gemara was not to tell you which is more common than the other. But it was to say that they're different from one another. Ken's either different this way, Ken's either different the other way. So Tosfos says, okay, it's very nice. You have to give svar for the top of the svar. Why should it be that Dina Gani, what is Dina Gani have the Dover Gun the moment doesn't have? Vice versa, we know. Dover Gun the moment has the current moment, Dina Gani doesn't have the current moment. So what does Dina Gani have Dover Gun the moment doesn't have? So what's Tyson to say? Guys, you can put this in there. We'll bite your head off. We'll bite Abby's head off. We'll bite everyone else's head off. No, what does Dina Gani have that Dover Gun the moment doesn't have? $1,000, I could sell the shtar off to Dolby, make $1,000 from the deal. Dolby could go sell it off to somebody else, another $1,000 from the deal. a star is worth anything. Peter the Gandhi is one of the Cholaylam. Davar's on the moment is a very personal type of relationship. I did the man's base of Mikdash, so this animal is worth something to me. Is it worth anything to anybody else? Absolutely not. A tekdesh, it's not fair, they have no shot, so they can't use it for anything. They don't need this animal to be popular in their nether. This animal is worthless to anybody else. Well, let's say the Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabban. This Shohan Nisqal. Can anybody use the Shohan Nisqal for anything? Absolutely not. There's only one guy in the world that the Shohan Nisqal any Shabbos to, and who's that? The Shomer, who could use it to say Rosh Hashanah. So, Zohar is loved as a personal invested interest. The idea that God is something that's not about the world. So, it's like that's the Gemara for me. So, we can, I'll do the Gemara says, the Gemara said one Gemara, that Dina the Garmi is less than Zohar at the moment. Epshin, Zohar is fucker. Say the other way also. Depends on one way, depends on the other way. The only thing we've proven in the size is that they're different from one another. Just because you hold one is chayav doesn't necessarily mean you hold the other is chayav, vice versa. The mom only gave us half the story, but we could figure out the other half. Not only is Taisa talking theoretically that Dina the Gabi can't die as Mochoba and Dabba Grab the Mammon, the Blake saying, I tell you, Taisa is right. Taisa is 1,000% right. Taisa is right on the target. How do I know Taisa is on the target? That this chilin is a good chilin. Doesn't just make up in the looks against the past discussion. This is a very real chilin, and it's true. It's MS Marmita. The Blake said, I haven't talked to Dina the Gabi. Remember the Rabban Sutras, these are the Gaddis, right? Whether it's the right, they're one, I'm not sure, but these are the Gaddis Chaya. How do we talk about Dover Grab the Mammon? Like the Rishim and the Rabbana? We talk him. We don't talk to the Rishim and we talk like the Rabbana. Dover Grab the Mammon is not the Mammon Dami. If the Gemara Mammon found is right, the Dover Grab the Mammon is more Chomer than the Gaddis Chaya. So we just place ourselves in that side. We talk to the impossibility. We talk to the Gaddis Chaya and Dover Grab the Mammon is Polter. How can that be? So the answer is that the Gemara never meant it. The Gemara never meant to say it has to be this way. The Gemara said, can design this way, Epshazine, can be that this way, and one's more common than the other. Shilana Fakir also. And it could be the other way is also true. What's the Svara for the other way? So all we know is that we have two different categories of the board. One side of the board we have Dina Degarmi, the other side of the board we have Zavagar the Maman. And Zavagar the Maman has Chumrit that Dina Degarmi doesn't have, namely Zavagar the Maman. The Gabi has come to the Mamma doesn't have namely and it's shovel of Kala Oil. The two are not connected necessarily, the two are not related, the two are not totally good to there. But can we honestly say which is stronger, which is more common than the other? Hard to make an honest statement about that. Just tell you that is a solution to our problem. Why does the Gemara go fishing Rabbi Meir stuff like Rabbi Shimon? What was wrong with saying Rabbi Meir stuff like Rabbi Meir and then extrapolate Kala Oil there? If he's chayav Dina Garmi, so Kamachlemer is chayav Dina Garmi. What's there to say? You can't extrapolate anymore because the Kamachlemer is both Homer and Gotho, because we don't really know which is more common. So that's the first part. Why is it possible to run better of the day or something like the Shimon? So, this is a blue law, is going to be comes the first Harris. The reason why the Gemara didn't want to save Rabbi Meir Sovlek from the mayor is because we couldn't have necessarily jumped from the Indigami to Double Ground among the Sovlek. That's how you get Then Tyson comes and gives another parent out of order, the third parent. Comes Tyson says, I'll tell you why the Gemara wanted to invoke Rabbi Shimon and didn't want to just save Rabbi Meir and Tabba Chimer as Double Ground among them. You know why? What's that say? What's their position of Dina Gami in general? They have a very, very low opinion of Dina Gami. They think Dina Gami is very, very schwach. Very, very, very limited. It's only what? And they're abona. They're talking their IT. It's talking about Chia Dalai, it's talking about the real McCoy. The last thing the Gemara wanted to do was to say, oh, Rabbi Meir, the Shitasa, because Rabbi Meir, Dina Gami, Dina Gami, that's their abona. We're talking their IT. The last thing the Gemara wanted to do is to lift Rabbi Meir for himself. Therefore, Rabbi Meir dug up which Tana? Rabbi Shimon was talking about a deraisa. Rabbi Shimon was talking about Chiyuv Keif or Chiyuv Dalet Hei. Rabbi Shimon did his mamash din deraisa. How do I know for sure it's a din deraisa? But we should suffer. Rabbi Shimon did a Dabba Gal the Romans within deraisa. The Gemara said at the beginning of the Sokhan that if I'm watching comments for you and I have responsibility, I have a chlayas and a chomet, the Gemara says, I'm chayav and by Rabbi Mosse. It's not my chomet, it's not Shokhah. The Gemara says, doesn't matter, I'm still in violation of Tai Rabbi Mosse. Even if I'm watching the Goy's comments, the moment that the Goy's comments is my property, something wrong with it. Shokhah, if I'm right about the Rosh Hashem Shokhah, comes to the Gemara and says, the exception to that rule is Kabbalah Sechrayim.
what's the mocha for that being a kavod achrayus is chayav? The Gemara says, well, depends. If you hold it for Bishimim, that's over a grand and dominant is Kimamim dominating, so guess what?
That's the reason why I'm chayav.
Just the deal of Kimamim and Hilchus Kefel, so do the deal of Kimamim and Hilchus by Rabbi must be as well.
You're right,
so. What's the Bishimim? Your violation of by Rabbi must be your right, so.
Based on the halachic principle of Zavra Gerem and Mamma Kimamim.
I think about not excluded sin. Even the Rabbanah, who denied Rabbi Shimon of the Gamma,
happened to also hold Mitzachah that he's right for a technical Gzeres HaKos.
The Pasuk says, when you must say, which comes to the Rabbah, that's in the Chavash HaKavot, right? At the end of the day, there's not much like this Rabbi Shimon of the Rabbanah, everyone agrees you're over there, but the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, at least at one stage in the Sugi, you don't even need a Pasuk for that. Pasuk, according to Rabbi Shimon, that Zavra Gerem and Mamma Kimamim is enough to be Mechayim by Rabbi Mamma. But of course, think about Zach and of course, you have to put down Rabbi Shimon to do the right. So the mayor, don't do the Gabi, can say maybe the right, maybe not. The Rabbi Shimon is of Adi the right.
That's how you see the
secretary. It says, we don't want to go for the mayor Shita, because the mayor is only the Rabbanah, we don't want to stop making the right. So so far, we have a base cache of places.
Why did the Gemara go fishing where the mayor is subject to the Shimon? Why did the Gemara typically where the mayor holds it himself? So one terrorist of Tyson says that this is because here the guy is tired, doesn't necessarily mean he's never going to be the
Kaya. Second terrorist of Tyson says that we don't want to go to the mayor because that's the other way they're right.
So far, neither of those two roots have any application to anything that we're talking about.
Nice question, right there. Nice question, always nice one question. But why does something else say this? If I say there's another terrorist of Tyson, what's the next thing?
The middle terrorist of Tyson.
But that's the first one.
I know. The age for Farshim, the Hachi Ka'amar the Sabbath Rabbi Shimon, the Shim Rabbi Shimon Ka'amar the Hedi the Chayav Rabbi the Chayisha the Rabbi Gurma Mama.
אבל מי זה מחייב אם נהיה בדין את הגעני אין לו הכריח שיחייב ארבע וחמישה בדבר גרם למום
some person says דין את הגעני is there I saw
he just said we just said before the next step but those that not yet reached the position that דין את הגעני is there on place is going to be place there on bad
דבר גרם דין את הגעני is there I saw what's more common in the garden or down the ground the mother
is more common what listen down the ground the mother is more common
and once the Gemara knows that Dina the garden is chaya the chaya from Mazik derach Dina the garden because the chaya from Mazik derach down the ground the mother also
it's not a why does it want to dig it for the Shimon
and the person says if sure why not that the Gani is Chayav it's Chayav the Raisa but you know Ketal is a Hey or Keso for that matter based on Dina the Gani so I grew up with Mom and Rabbi Shimon that you pay Ketal down the Hey that's what Rabbi Shimon was talking about Ketal down the Hey Dina the Gani you don't pay Ketal for you don't pay down the Hey for what in the world does that mean Dr. Rashba Dina the Gani can be Chayav
but it's Lav Mamutom and Gomor. What's the place telling us? What's the Rashi telling us? A fundamental Yisrael in Dina Gan.
We've been thrown around Dina Gan for the last 2 days. I come ahead and I take the star and I burn it and I'm trying to say
come to Rashba and he says I can be Chayat Teres Mazik
it's called the Mazik D'Araisa I damaged your property in the D'Araisa it's not called Mom and Gomor but that's the other thing that's very right it be called the Chiyuv Mazik the old thing the Gabi is possible not even a man to the clown the Grama and part of the Gabi it could be labeled in Allah as a Mazik
and Abba is saying you labeled your Mom in the sense of Mom and Gomor no right after the meeting when something is Mom and Gomor
the Chiyuv of Kefel and the Chiyuv of Dal Hey only are created
only are found but it has a secondary level of halacha called Mamun Gomer.
You can have Mamun and Mamun Gomer. But they're two different categories of the Rashba. You can have something that meets the criteria between Mamun Chaveira such as Mazik,
and not knowing chaver right, the hilchus keifla and the hilchus dal behem. Who likes what? Comes to us and says, Dina de Gami fits right smack in the middle. Dina de Gami chayv in the right, so Taisa is not over like the chit and every small. They're going like Dina de Gami chayv the right, chayv of Mazik. But just because you have a Mazik, the one stop here, you put their out keifla and the middle. It's moment go over itself. In contrast to Dover Gern the moment, Dover Gern the moment, the original statement of Rabbi Shimon was talking about what? Talking about Keikov, talking about Alvehe. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon's Dover Gern the moment has something that Rabbi Meir Din the Gami doesn't have. Rabbi Meir Din the Gami is Chayav al Tnezer, Chayav al Tnazik, with a potter al Keikov. And Rabbi Shimon, Dover Gern the moment, is Mother Gomer, Chayav al Nazik, Chayav al Keikov, Chayav al Alvehe. That's it, so you can be able to that's why the Gemara left out of the Baalish and Tosai and went running through the Shimon. The Gemara was giving her the Shimon because the Gemara had to prove that it's a moment Gomer. It wasn't enough to prove that it's a moment. It's not enough to prove you're the guy in the sky. You have to prove that it's a moment Gomer in order to create a Shimon. We have the fact three different possibilities. How do you do the guy? What is the time to say about that? Three logical possibilities. You need to say, and take to the final answer, not Roman the Slavic, not Nazi the Slavic, zero Midir Isis, Knaf Midir Abonon, or the Tanoi will be Nazi the Gami, that's one extreme. It's not Mishnah. Then you have the other extreme, which is Taisa's other deterrence, Taisa saying, because if Dina the Gami is the real McCoy, once you accept Dina the Gami, there's no feeling to be bad among the Gomer. The Gami creates to be a Mazik, creates to be a Keva, creates to be a Dave. All the same, there aren't two different levels of Mamanuch. All the same. Either it's Mamanuch is Mazik, it's Mamanuch is Keva, or it's not. It's Mamanuch all the same. There are no Chilukim. And then the middle ground. Middle third, the second third, it's because of Rashba. Something is qualified as Mamanuch is Mazik, and not qualified as Mamanuch is Keva. The standards for Keva and Dave are higher than Mamanuch is Mazik. It has to be what's labeled in Allah, a new category for the Gomer, and it is a guy who falls short of that. Does that make any sense? There should be different standards of what's called Gomer and what's Keiko. What does it sound like, everybody's saying? What does it seem to go back to? What does it seem to relate to? The start of the Sigur. What does it start off the Sigur of the Cash? And Keiko says, the star is so where is the star is sure. Who disagrees with that premise? Which Tosfos? Tosfos Mishuah. What did we say that issue depended on? What did Tosfos in the Talmud say was the relationship between Malik and Ganav? Are the standards different? Can something be called a Maisa Hezek and not called a Maisa Ganegah? Or vice versa? Can something be called Bomin in one area and not Bomin in another area? What we say that ultimately depends on the relationship or lack thereof between Mazik and Ghana. We had that Kamar Baba Kamba, the Dalar and Base, Hanar and Bechia, Arba 24 of the Zikin. Ghana and Bechia of Mazik. Or is it? Why does the Bechia list Mazik and Ghana plus one? Is that a halakhic statement that Mazik and Ghana are the same Mechayev? Is the same Yisrael, the same Bachar? No one told me. It's done. Go ahead. Keep the back one open. Keep the back open. Back open. Back open. Open. So we have the basic Akira. We learned the Dalar and the Kama. What's the relationship between God and Mazik? Are they the Ikaron the same Messiah? Is Mazik basically God basically Mazik? Well, we say no. Mazik from God with different rules, different regulations. They work with different Messiah. And Rabbi Chiyu just lumped them together because they're all chayav to pay, but they're being karon different. So this may very well be, as the root of what we're discussing here also. These Rishonim places, Yesh Mevosh, where Rash, but tucked away in Meruba, are creating for us a hierarchy of Mammon. There's Mammon, there's Mammon Gomer, and all you need to be chayav is Mazik with the right is Mammon, and to be chayav is Kabel Dav, maybe Mammon Gomer. Does that make any sense whatsoever? Well, it may depend. We hold that the Iker Mechayev of Mazik and Ganav are the same thing. It's very hard to believe that you have different gradations, different definitions of what kind of moment. The holders are very different from one another. Next class, I want you to
the color. That's what we start to develop the pattern. And maybe there's different mechayvim, different mechayv, different definition of what counts as love under the rabbi Mazik, what counts as love under the rabbi Painful now. The first day, our Tosfos is so innocent, it's so simple. Tosfos asked the kasha, what's going on? What do you need a pasuk to be made? Shtaros and Kefel, table place that you're not chayv altogether for some of you in the garden. Person said, and don't tell me if it is, and don't give me any answer if you need a guy with your eyes, because it's not true, it's only the Rabbanon. But the implication of things was that we had seen you the guy who would have been near eyes, what would it have been? That would have been a Chiyah Bas, it would have been a Chiyah Kefel, at least for that to be there for it would have made sense that there's a Chiyah Kefel. We could have invoked into the guy between the Chiyah and Kefel, that would have been great. That tells me we have no problem with that. What do I say? The Tosfos later on in the Kama makes this opinion. The Tosfos gives it twice this opinion. The Tosfos mislead us in such a way. Tens of day in Tosfos. According to the age of Farshim, the middle day in Tosfos, Tosfos should have crossed out that line about even discussing the Dinagam is derived to the Rabbana. According to the age of Farshim, I don't even care whether the Dinagam is derived to the Rabbana. Even if the Dinagam is derived to the Rabbana, has nothing to do with that. Painful indeed, mum and young, where the definition of mum is higher than in regular Milchus Mazik. But from the fact that Tosfos by us with the Nochis Lakach presents the possibility, rejected in the end, the possibility that maybe Kemzai is the Garbi is enough in Messiah's case. So, even that wild, fleeting possibility, Tosfos later on by the Kama in the middle sheet that would have shot down immediately. Tosfos would have said it's not true. Take from the Garbi, don't think. Can't use Garmi in the time. What do we have, everybody said? Back for a second. We have a very, very simple test. Mamish, nothing. Great. Three lines. And we always ask that favorite question. Everyone, when you read this thesis, when you saw these three lines of thesis, did you realize this? The thesis presents a question. It says, what do you need a posit for Kefil's posit that you posit? Is that premise correct? A whole lot of this much like it. The nature and relationship between God and Mavid. First of all, the Tosfos. Then says, give Terrace the Shlomar, whatever the Terrace was. But they said, don't get us rolling with Garmi, because Garmi is only the Rabbanah. Is that really true, Garmi is the Rabbanah? Well, the Rabbanah disagrees. It's like the Tosfos in the Rabbanah. The Rai is back and forth. That much like the Tosfos in the Rabbanah. Garmi, the Rai is the Rabbanah. Now leads to another much like it's about, well, how do you know the Rai and Garmi? And the last concluded that Tosfos was willing to say, in from the learning the Gami would be a Raisa, so then Tosfos was okay with being a Chaya for Gami. So we said, that's not the Pasha. That depends on the Tosfos later on in the Ruba. How to solve that basic question, that's still going to become the best question. Why did the Gemara run off the Rabbi Shimon? What happened to Rabbi Meir? What was wrong with Rabbi Meir Gami to be the Chaya of Baal Behe? Either because of something they're Abana, or because scrapped off from another, all because there's a new category that the Rashi created called Lomar in contrast to Mohan Gosselor, which our Tosfos clearly would not go with. Rabbi Sai, right, Tommy? Simple Tosfos, nothing to it, right? Three lines? Right? Well, simple. Right, that's right for the next figure. So what we're about to accomplish today is something that we're not going to probably accomplish for the rest of the year, because we're going to cover as most ground as possible in the next 3 seconds. We just skipped the dust on the head. Okay, so. Okay. Come to Gemara, the Gemara comes to Hamid Aleph. Everyone, by the way, should learn these two blocks. The Gemara should take it, especially without it. But we're not going to talk about it. Full amount, the Lashon Chayim, in the sense of full, the plea you have to bake in Shabbat.
right now, we're going to stop just at this point to try to understand what Rob just told us. Rob told us two chidushim. He told apparently two chidushim. One is Karen Tain Shikana, and the second is Al Behei and Kekel, Tishat Amunavit. Isn't the Gemara quoted as Pasuk? So the simple reading of the Gemara clearly is that the Pasuk is addressing probably both statements of Rob. Rob made two statements. He said that Karen Tain Shikana, and Al Behei and Kekel is Tishat Amunavit. My time to the Rob, what's the reason? So we've got to explain both things. What he said, Achim and Karen Tain Shikana. So that sounds very much like it's explaining the first thing about Karen Kain Shabbat. The Moshe Chaim is the Moshe Kishas HaGeneva. So that's the Moshe they have to say, Kishas HaGeneva. So it comes twice and says, wait a second. But the Gemara just told us, if you take the Gemara's face value, is that a steel magic is worth, say, $4 in the time of steel. And that will go down in price, starting with $1 now, Kishas HaGeneva. So I have to pay $4 for the Kishas. And now the object is no longer here.
It says, I'm sure, Kamara said, Chayim, Shnai, Shalim, Achim, Kerem, Kerem, Shalim.
The Rav not only is mechadish as the din of Karen Kane Shazana, he's mechadish the mocha for it as well. What's the mocha for the Mishnah? How do you know, before Rav entered into the scene, how did we learn Shad of the Mishnah? Didn't we know? Did we know a mocha for the Mishnah? How did the Mishnah know about Islam Mishnah and Shasta Gazana, by the way? Where did Chazal know that from? Forget about Rav. Assuming you never learned from the Talmud Sanhedrin.
I'm
going to
be taught to
so what's the before we read Baba Kama Simcha, you just learned to go to Leitzim. Let me back this. Learned to go to Leitzim. How did you know Kavod of Baba Shalom Shem? Now, how did Chazal know that? If you're a prophet, then all immediately Kavod of Baba Shalom Shem. Now, how do you know that a Bishinu is made that you pay for Shasta Gazel? Maybe pay for Shasta Gazel again. What's the answer to that question? There's only two words that the Apostle would be the answer to that question. What's the moment that Shinu is pregnant in the first place? How in the world do you know that Shinu is pregnant? What is you want to say? What's the mocha for Shinu Peret? Aisha is like, then what? Asher Gozal. Since the ancient gun of Yaftir, the Ma'ab done the Alma Boy Shulman. If the object is intact, hasn't been changed, then you give it back. If Asher Gozal, you return it. If it's not Asher Gozal, you just take cash. The Aisha is like, Zela, Asher Gozal, those two magical words are going to be coming from Amish, we're going to be spending the whole year on those two words. Asher Gozal. If Asher Gozal teaches us that Shinu is Kainem, so it's Rashi and Sochem in the seventh Barak, that's the mocha because there's one of Mishamash Kisafi there as well. That's the Chitta Kimashikom. Yeah, he should have said, he said, Hashem Gozal. Hashem Gozal teaches us two halachas. Hashem Gozal teaches us when you steal an object that a Shinu takes away, you do not have to return that object because it's not Hashem Gozal anymore, it's not the same object. That's the Kisafi. And that's good number one, no doubt from Hashem Gozal. And the second thing about Hashem Gozal is, okay, you're not going to get all scot free, you have to pay cash. How do you shop up? How do you figure out the cash? How do you approximate? How do you evaluate how much cash you have today? The Chumash, Asher Lav, Asher Gozal. The Shastak is saying, what is Kaveya, the amount of money you're going to pay. So both halves of that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, I go to the Leitzim, I saw in Kaleb, the Shastak is Shastak is Zeva, both did the Mishnah, the vehicle of Shimikonia, that's the Gemara, the Fay, which is not that from Asher Gozal. Definitely after the Mishnah of Kol Gadlon Misham Mishav. You know, how do you pay when Shini is paid? Yeah? The Gemara never says the fair, but Rashi says it. Everything is Rashi though. Most I forget. The Mishnah, the original concept of the Mishnah is in the case of Shini is paid. Rashi says that if you look at Chazal, they also, the Amoraim, also interpreted the Mishnah of Kol Gadlon Misham Mishav Sekzela as also referring to another case. What's the other case? There was no Shini, nothing happened. The animal got lost or something, but it went up or way down the value. Value changed from the Shafiq Zayla to now. So what's the deal? Sometimes that's also included in the cloud code of Lord Mishamash Shafiq Zayla. So guess what, everybody said? What's the mocha for that deal? How do you know that something goes up or down in value? Not Shafiq Zayla. Not a kid Shafiq Zayla. The object's intact, but it's changed value. What's the mocha? How do you know the code of Lord Mishamash Shafiq Zayla? What's the answer? The lack of a better mocha? Asher Gozal, very good. So Asher Gozal by Gali is out bris to briska. There are three dinim that are learned out from Asher Gozal so far. By the end of the year, we'll have another 300. But there are two dinim that are learned out from the saturated solution, Asher Gozal. But Asher Gozal, three dinim are learned out from Asher Gozal that we've just identified in one, well, that's five dinim. Number one, that's the mocha for Shinik Kai. Then you don't have to return the eighth of himself. That's the mocha that when you pay for the original eighth and you pay with the Shabbos and the Shasta Gazela. And number three, even in a case where there was no Shinik, and you're trying to figure out how to pay, you pay Mishasek Zeila. All three didn't occur about that from Asher Gozal. So now we can make Tosis Kasha much, much, much better than Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha on Rav, what did he Rav decision for that the Karen Kinsha Gona paper play the condition of Agoy Zeleitzim, Mishasek Zeila? We're revamping the question, rephrasing the question. Who are we asking on? The Pasuk Chumash. Why does the Tzarek Kedosh have to use the font of the Parshas Mishpot of Tachri with Karen Kain Shigona paper blade in Parshas Vayikra of Kain Shigozal? We have to go, Parshas Gozal teaches us already that original halach of Kodah Zavon Misham Mishpot. So why did not put it? You did a number of Ochonim, you did a number of Geneva Gedeo, right? And you did. So So comes Tyson, the Bon Kasha on Rav, on the Din of Rav, it comes up, and a double bomb kasha. Not only did a bomb kasha on the din of Rav, the chayyim even swore the kasha on the mocha of Rav. Even mocha for typically from Asher Gozal, which is clearly beyond the shadow of a doubt, the mocha to the Mishnah in Maseches Bava Kama in the beginning of the night. What is Tosfos for? Tosfos is so bothered with this kasha. What do they do?
They totally and completely revamped the Gemara.
Sometimes you says, Rob, make these statements, right? Who does these statements do?
Statement number one was Karen Kane Shabbat. Statement number two was, Kane from Dalam Hay, was the Shasta Mother did.
So the Gemara says, by time of the Rob, after Karen Kane Shabbat out, what did we think that by time of the Rob was going on? Well, of course, we don't remember both statements of Rob, but if you just read the Gemara, the Pasuk doesn't say a word about Kane. So what does it sound like? The Gemara is only asking, by time of the first day of Rav. Somehow the seventh day of Rav is more left up to our imagination. Whatever God is telling us, by time of the seventh day of Rav. We got a problem.
What's my time of the Rav going on?
You know what this says?
The time of the Rav is not going on in the first day.
You don't need a pocket for the first day of the Rav. Everybody can figure out what the reason for the first day of the Rav is.
You know what the reason is?
I should love it. Of course you make the shot today, love.
Guess what this is? You don't even need the first statement of Rav. The whole first statement of Rav wasn't really necessary. You know what he said it for?
It was just to build up to compare and contrast the case of Adal Behei, the Shasta Mada Bedin.
The Ika Din of Rav, it was not a statement of Rav, it was not telling us to our own.
He wasn't telling us to change it, but we don't need that. We can just read that on our own. Just like the Eitzig, Loi Mishnayis. You don't have to learn the Gemara either. Loi Mishnayis, find a better locality, figure out your own to carry and change it.
Rob is coming to tell me, by the way, guys, in contrast to that din of Karen Kane Shagana, which is the Mishnah in that great place, which I'm not even here to talk about, but every time we get Harry knows that, in addition to that, says Rav, Kabel Dal Behei, this Kishas Samad Abedin. And what's the marker for what I'm saying? Now, when Rav says, my time is Rav, but if you want to jump into my time is Rav, what angle of Rav is more asking on? First aspect of Rav, Rav didn't say anything. That was just the build-up, the compare and contrast. What's the my time is Rav going on? Second half of the story. Why is it that Kate Sadal Behei is Kishasa Mada Bedin? That's learned out from Chayim Achim and Karen.
Oh, how do you learn anything from that? What's the answer?
Achim and Karen, the contrast to Kate Achim and Karen, Tosfos is not really telling you to know it's Karen. You don't need to know it's Karen. Karen already knows from Beishas Agzela. Achim and Karen is a deal. Tosfos is a Russian deal. Tosfos is telling me that, by the way, that din of Kain Shagonav is only on the Gidim, it's only on the Karen, not on anything else, not on any other Chibi Kishmonim, such as the case of Dal Behei. Don't think that that din of Kain Shagonav carries over to the case of Dal Behei. That exists because of Achel Karen.
The sense is not a Shrivam Prasavar statement.
Rob made two statements for us. We thought they were both independently important.
Each one needed a buffer. Sometimes it says, Neb, Ashna, the first thing that Rob was meeting with. You already know that already. I'm going to walk up to that. It's actually good. Well, everybody knows that.
The only important statement of Rav was the second statement. The capable not the eighth. Shasta Mada Bedin. Set you back into the boss. It wasn't exactly what the boss was going on.
That's a place to find sometimes
why you are reading the Gemara. Anybody has ever dreamt that day you read the Gemara before they came along? Never did read it. That's a place that what bothered the place is. It was so bothered. It couldn't believe what you need a part of the Rav for the additional never did.
Calls a very innocent question. Comes the sheep and says,
Rav made two statements,
and the Gemara only quoted by time of one of them.
How did the Gemara know from the pasuk that my time of the Rav, Achel and Karen came to God, that Kabel Dal Behei is existent? Why is it Kabel Dal Behei? Part of the Geneva. Geneva is called everything.
Won't he be Geneva? Won't he be God? Now Kabel Dal Behei, the works. Who's the call?
Where did the Gemara see in the phrase of Achim and Karen, Kain Shagonav, anything about Kabel Dal Behei?
Achim Dal Behei. The fact that she said, where do you see anything in that passage about Kabel Dal Behei?
Would Tosfos in a million years have ever had such a kasha? Would that Tosfos ever have presented he was there such a kasha?
Why not?
What was the whole drasha? The whole purpose of the drasha was the afuke kefal dal behei.
You don't need a prophet to tell me that Karen is Kain Shagana. That I already know.
So obviously, if it's very repeated, the same Tizer is saying, Chayim Shnai Mishalim, Achim Karen Kain Shagana, the only reason for that pasuk is only what?
Tell me about afuke kefal dal behei.
According to Tizer, in my time, the Rav was only going on the second after Rav, the first thing Rav was meeting with. The purpose, we know it already. From the fact that it should be prevented close to Kasha, that means turns off from the Hilly Divrei Shita that the Shita was not learning the Gemara. The Shita was learning the Gemara like who? Like anybody would have read the Gemara before Tosfos came along. And of course Rav's statement was necessary. Of course Rav made two statements. About the Nevada, Rav made two statements. He said, that's a necessary statement. The statement was due. By time of the Rav, so by time of the Rav is explaining the first answer, the first statement of Rav, it doesn't shed any light on the second statement of Rav. How do you see anything from my time of the Rav about the Chiyuv of Kehel Dal of the head? So obviously the Shita was so bothered with this Kasha, was learning the Gemara of Pshuto not like this. So what's the problem we're going to say? What problem does the Shita have to deal with now? What? Can you learn the din of Gineg and the details of Gineg from Gizela? Or do you see the Parashat? Parashat Gizela or Parashat Gineg of Lachot? Tosfos is assuming it's such a double Parashat. Tosfos didn't even stop for a second to say, when they asked, hey, take a play that Kala Gazlonin, why didn't Tosfos put a penalty mark on that? Gazlonin, we're getting off. You're Gazlonin, I'm Gazlonin. We're not related to each other. They assumed it was a Pashat at the Oid, and he's seen that thrown down from Pashat Gazela immediately carries over to the neighbor, the technical details. They pay care of other people, oh, they know that this guy sneaks in, this guy bugs the guy, those are technical details. Not that he took bugs the neighbor, she was the shoes. You're calling him down, afraid of God, what? Paul says, what he did. The Tosfos, the Dovah Poshin of the Oid, the Dinah Kolag, I want to be Shami Kshat, the real, the Dinah Vashem Gosel, the Father, the Dinah Vashem Gona, also, he knows no Poshin of Poshin, that's Kash. And that's what's got the ball rolling for Tosfos Kash. And Dr. Shita? Not the Poshin. Shita was not bothered what you need Rav for, the Shita wasn't bothered what you need a Poshin for. Kolag has won, and that's nice, Kolag has won, yeah. We don't know. Comes Rav and teaches me. Kol Gadol, and Misham Shasta Gineva also. So once the sheep was able to extrapolate the Gineva to Gineva, now that's the sheep is bothered. So wait a second. We have to take Rav. So once the sheep is said, you can't extrapolate from one to another. So now you have to take Rav to shoot at face value. So Rav made two statements, two significant statements. One is Kerem Kain Shagana, one is Kain Lal Beit Shasta Mar Bedin. And the Gemara only explains in the Mokah for one of them. Taka Hadi Krishna Duk, the sheep is Kasha. Taka Rik Kasha. How come? Now the head table is not the same thing. Why is that all through the terrible cost of Achille carrying Tachim Gana, Achille Gidei Tachim Gana? Well, we have to talk about that tomorrow, the Arichos. But fundamentally, you say this Machletis, the sheep that Tosfos, does that Mishnah Kolag as one and carry over the Kolag another? Tosfos is comparing the two, the sheep is distinguishing the two. This is not something that's new for us. We've only been learning Ruba for 3 days, but we already saw this. The opening day, who already made this Ara? The Machot already made the Ara. Who was the Ara? How, remember it comes to Ara, what's the Gemara talking about Kepel and Karka? Kepel played, there's no Masikinyan, there's no Kinyan Gazela. We jump, there's no Kinyan Gazela, there's no Kinyan Gazela, maybe and maybe no. But this seems to be coming back to haunt us, it's Shaila. Gazela Chud, Gazela Chud, or they're really two sides of the same coin. Hopefully tomorrow we'll spend a little bit more time to understand what the sheep really held, what the answer to the sheep's cash is that. What is it at the end of the day that's carrying the difference?